Thank you. Okay, we will proceed with reading the draft report in which case. So we will start with section two. Yeah, is that right? Section? Section two, adoption of the agenda, brackets, agenda item one, document ECE/trans/SC2/RC1/2024/1. The chair presented the agenda. The revisions committee adopted the agenda as set out in ECE/trans/SC2/RC1/2024/1. Hopefully an uncontroversial section.
Please do raise your hands if you see something that is not appropriate.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, please do. Yeah, let us know if you spot anything. Okay, section three, election of officers, agenda, brackets, agenda item two. Paragraph six, the revisions committee noted that at its last session elected the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland as chair of the revisions committee for 2023 and 2024 and did not elect a vice chair. No nominations were made for the role of vice chair. The Secretariat noted that there would be full elections at the start of the third session of the Revisions Committee in 2025. So we'll just make that change on screen to the minor typo. It elected. Okay, I see no hands. So we'll proceed. Section four, update on the Luxembourg Rail Protocol, brackets, agenda item three. Documents ECE/trans/SC2/2024/3. Paragraph 7. The revisions committee was updated on developments in relation to the Luxembourg Rail Protocol, brackets, the protocol, with interventions from the Rail Working Group, Unidoir, OTIF, and ISC. The interventions focused on the entry into force of the Luxembourg Rail Protocol, upcoming accessions, the start of work of the supervisory authority, and the initiation of activities of the registry. Paragraph 8. Discussions also covered capacity building in relation to the protocol with a focus on the workshops that had been organised by the Rail Working Group in recent years, as well as the training material that is available on the website of the registry. The Secretariat noted that UNECE manages and hosts the only UN e-learning platform focused on sustainable transport and smart connectivity, LearnITC, brackets learnitc.unece.org, and that as the model rules on the permanent identification of railway rolling stock, henceforth model rules, are a UN instrument, if funding was available, a course would be prepared on the model rules and the protocol. The Secretary agreed to continue discussions on this with the Rail Working Group and other interested stakeholders to see the best way forward on the use of LearnITC for the model rules and the protocol.
Can you remove the S from documents? Because there's only one.
Okay. Minor Howard, Rail Working Group.